You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Tal Youngblood. Guys, Carol, did you get a pretty hat for Derby Day?
I have a fantastic hat, including my name monogrammed on it for Derby Day.
Outstanding. Tal, you got any bets tomorrow?
No, I don't have any pretty hats. Bets,
I wasn't asking about hats.
I don't bet on that one. I'm not knowledgeable about horses. I love to watch. I watch it every year for forever.
Strategies always work for me is you take the starting gate, divide it in thirds, and the horse with the highest odds in the middle third usually wins.
I'm going to write that one down.
Yep. I won four derbies in a row with that strategy.
Are you sure you want to do that?
I think maybe we just call Todd and say, who do we bet on?
Or you could do it that way.
It'd be a lot easier.
We have an exciting return guest with some big news today. Say hello to Eugene James, the Atlanta Director of Metro Study. Welcome back, Eugene.
Thank you. Welcome yourself.
Well, it's good to be here. Good to see you.
I think Eugene feels comfortable in the studio now.
Why don't you just take over the show? Go. No. Eugene, remind the audience a little bit about you and your background.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been analyzing real estate markets now for well over 20 years, and it certainly is an exciting time these days now that the real estate cycle is trending back up.
It is certainly very exciting. Tell us a little bit about Metro Study, and I'm not sure we've had you in studio since some of the changes have been made at Metro Study.
Very true. We are a national firm. We were first recently acquired by a company called Hanley Wood, but we're keeping the Metro Study name across the country, and we are now in even more markets across the United States.
All right. You've got the first quarter data in, Eugene?
Yes.
Give us the quick tour through some of the numbers.
Now, you know, I never like talking about the actual real estate market until at least touch a little bit about the job market, and there's some very, very exciting news there. The fact that here in Atlanta, we've been creating an awful lot of jobs every month, more so than what the mainstream media has been announcing. This last month, we created about 55,000 net new jobs.
That's great news.
Now, that is year over year, but another amazing point is, which in my opinion, perhaps helps to explain why there's so much demand in housing, the fact that we were told that we were only creating around 30,000 net new jobs here in Atlanta, and the Georgia Department of Revenue went back and revised their figures and announced that we've been creating more like 50,000 to 60,000 net new jobs year over year. So those are really big swings, which once again, maybe that explains why demand for housing has been so high.
Well, going back how far? I mean, because you're talking about maybe double the number of jobs that was reported. That's staggering.
It is staggering. In fact, I had to do a triple take when I first saw the numbers, the newly revised numbers that just came out a couple of weeks ago. Full disclosure to the Georgia Department of Labor, they have said, listen, it's really more of a educated guesstimate until they can get concrete numbers in their hands, which happens about once a year, which explains why they go back and revise the numbers so sometimes drastically once each year. So anyway, employment's great. And now let's move into what's going on with housing, shall we?
Yeah, let's talk about housing. And actually, April 25th, which was pretty recently, Builder Magazine led their morning news feed with saying that the nation's growth is finally being driven by housing again. And, of course, that's a quote from David Crow with NAHB.
Yeah, I saw that. And he is dead on point, and that's the same is true here for Atlanta. Now, I'll tell you one thing. Pretty soon you're going to hear about these huge price increases or percent change in median sales prices, and I'm going to tell you why that is. First of all, in the first quarter 2013, home prices were up 30% above where they were from a year ago.
Wow. 30%. Wow.
30%. Now, here comes the full disclosure part. When I went back and looked at the numbers, I realized that a year ago, that's 1Q 2012, that was our lowest point for median home price sales. So that, in part, explains why the apparent huge change in the overall median price year over year. So now that's on the resale side, but it is still good news, and everything's trending up.
Yep.
Let's talk about new construction. It's absolutely amazing what's going on out here in Atlanta, the fact that builders can barely build fast enough to meet their demand. In fact, most builders that I've spoken to are telling me that perhaps 50% of everything that's currently under construction has already been pre-sold. Now, that's a big deal. We've never, Atlanta's never been a pre-sale market like that. So the fact that, you know, half of everything that's under construction is already sold, I mean, that speaks volumes for the kind of demand that's out here today.
All right. We'll be back with Eugene James after this short commercial break. Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com. And we're back with Eugene James, Atlanta Director with Metro Study.
Eugene, before the break, you were talking about how builders can't build them fast enough. I'm assuming that is going to drive up price.
Well, Carol, prices are going up. And they will, I suspect they will continue to go up. And in fact, it's kind of twofold. Now, builders have another dilemma on their hands, and that is that they are running out of well-placed lots or lots in the better locations.
And noticed you qualified that, because we know Atlanta still has lots of lots. Do we still have 100,000 or more lots in the hinterlands?
132,000 to be more precise.
And yeah, some of those are way up there in nosebleed country by me, I know.
More lots in Atlanta than in any other place on the planet.
But we still have a lot shortage. And you and I both know why, but let's tell our listeners why.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, most people today are trying to move or live a little bit closer to where they work, to cut down on that commute. So the building that's been taking place, even during the downturn, had primarily been in the, quote, A locations, the closer in markets, or the places that, you know, not too far out from where they work. And so now, you know, we haven't created any additional lots for the past 6 or 7 years. And so now we're out of those lots that had already been developed in those, quote, A locations.
So the old adage of drive until you qualify really is out the door now.
Well, yeah, but that's coming back.
Okay.
I think that's going to have to come back. You know, in part, builders are increasing their home prices. In a way, they're increasing those prices to slow down the sell of their homes, because once they sell those houses, they're going to have a problem. They're not going to be able to replace the few lots that they have right now. And some builders are, you know, they're snooping around. They're looking a little bit further out, but no one is going to start building, you know, 100 houses 50 miles away from, you know, the nearest employment center.
How much of the buy the old rundown house, tear it down and start over? Is that a trend, or how much of that's going on
in town? That's hot. That's a trend that is here to stay. So you're talking about the markets like Brookhaven and Buckhead, and the few scatter lots that might be available in Reynoldstown. It's just anything inside 285 or close to 285 is being highly sought after.
Yeah. So back to the lot problem question. Is part of the problem with the lots still that our big local builders can't get financing to develop lots? How much of that is an issue versus actual availability of in-town even dirt, not necessarily developed lots?
Well, that's a very fair question, Carol. Let's you know, I guess we have to talk about banking now for a moment. And banks are not able, because of regulatory reasons, to really do what's called an A&D loan, an acquisition and development loan. So there's still a lot of constraints on the bank side. Some of the banks are doing construction lending, and more banks are getting back into doing construction loans. But, you know, lending money to develop raw land into lots, the banks aren't there yet. So you do have a few builders that have the wherewithal to get funding from someplace else. And so they're getting private equity money from some other source to slowly develop smaller 20, 30 unit developments, you know, in those A locations. So that is happening a little bit, and you'll see more of that this year as well.
Are we going to see a continued trend that shows us that the bigs, you know, our national builders can continue to buy and develop lots and our hometown boys can't? Or what's your prediction? Are you seeing any stats to show that?
I like your term, the bigs.
The bigs in hometown, you like that?
I like that.
I like the bigs. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but you know, Atlanta was not predominantly, you know, big builders in the past.
Absolutely.
And I think last year, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, 85% of the permits were pulled by bigs.
It was a big number.
It's a big number, see? So where are we, how are we looking this year? Do you know that might be? We didn't really talk about that before we went on air. So,
well, I know that the smaller guys are becoming more savvy with regards to where they can get funding from. They have learned that, you know, perhaps they don't have to go to Mr. Bank after all to get their monies. And there are a lot of different financial groups with deep pockets that are actually out here looking for these builders to partner up with. To do some things here in Atlanta. So that's what's happening. You're seeing smaller builders partner up with, you know, the private equity guys to either buy raw land and to develop it or even to sometimes get construction loans.
Well, Eugene, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you? Where can they get their hands on this report and where can they learn more about Metro Study?
Call us at 404-370-9001, extension 111. Or please do look us up on the web at metrostudy.com.
Eugene James, Atlanta Director of Metro Study. My friend, it was good to see you again. Thanks for stopping by.
Good seeing you guys. Thank you.
All right.
Come back again, old friend.
Of course.
All right. Well, the deal of the day is next, but stick around for our final segment with special guest Elaine DeLeo. We'll be right back.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Carol, what have you got for us?
So Wilson Parker Homes is offering realtors a fantastic deal. Realtors will be entered to win $10,000 every time I know.
He got my attention.
So there's a little bit of a catch, right? It's every time you sell a house between now and June 30th.
So between now and June 30th.
Mm-hmm.
$10,000.
And entries into the drawing double if you sign a contract in a new community within 60 days of launch. So that means you would have two chances to win the $10,000.
Shoot, I'd want to go after a new community to be the first one in there anyway.
Yeah, so there's Thompson Crossing in Buford is included in that, and Cooper Manor in Snellville. Then, if that's not enough, they're offering Wilson Parker Bucks. So in April and May, on the north side, there's $1,000 bonuses on specific inventory. And then on the south side, there's $2,000 bonuses on, you know, spec inventory.
If I'm a realtor, I know where I'm going to focus.
Yeah.
I just don't – I'm so impressed whenever someone does these realtor incentives. I just don't feel like we see enough of that. So I'm thrilled when I see this.
So, but Todd, wait, there's more.
There's still more?
Not done. So Wilson Parker Homes is offering the agent who sells the most of their homes during 2013 the opportunity to win $20,000.
So this is a deal that lasts through the year.
Year.
Mm-hmm. And the realtor who sells the most property can win $20,000.
Yep. But wait.
Well, plus the thousand. Oh, well, no. There's not more.
There's more.
Oh, my gosh.
There's more. So, Delaney, why don't you tell us what Wilson Parker's offering to buyers?
All right. So, if you're a buyer, you can enjoy Wilson Parker Bucks, $3,000 to use on design options, fences, and certain upgrades. But you must present these bucks at your first visit to the community, so be watching for them on the website and on their social media sites.
These guys are serious.
This is amazing. Is there more? Or are we?
No.
Well, that's very, very impressive.
What where a can people, lineup.
Where can people get more information on this, guys?
Agents can visit TopDogRewards2013.com. And then to find more information on the communities, visit WilsonParkerHomes.com.
TopDogRewards2013.com. That's one of the coolest URLs ever.
I like it. Okay. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right, and we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Elaine DeLeo. She is the co-founder and event director with Modern Atlanta. Welcome to the show, Elaine.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure. Thanks for joining us, Elaine. Before we get into it, take a few seconds and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
I have been involved in marketing and design for the past 20 years. I've always had a very major interest in architecture. My parents and my grandparents were very much interested in it. My grandfather actually knew Eero Saarinen, who was a major architect of his time. So it's been a natural fit for me to come to founding Modern Atlanta about 7 years ago.
So tell us a little bit more about Modern Atlanta.
Modern Atlanta is an organization based here in Atlanta, and we are interested in the celebration and promotion of contemporary and modern design. We do that by partnering with brands and local organizations and educational institutions by hosting. We do an annual event each year called Design is Human. It's a week-long series of talks, films, showroom events, a design exhibition, and then we end it typically with a tour of modern homes here in Atlanta. We also host events throughout the rest of the year with other companies and brands to showcase modern products, whether that be for the home, materials used in the building or interior industry.
Talk a little bit more about the idea behind this Design is Human event. It's just something tells me there's a lot of thought went into that name.
Well, my partner, Bernard McCoy, he's another architecture lover and aficionado. I think the term itself, you know, Design is Human, comes from the idea that every day we're surrounded by design and it affects us all in different ways. And it's really a human thing. You know, design is involved in our daily lives, whether that be the home you live in, the chair you sit on, the cup you drink out of. And humans are behind that design, and then design is made for use by humans. So we think that people need to really take more interest in products around them, how things are made, the process behind it, and the stories that go with that.
Talk a little bit to us about how design has changed in Atlanta over the years.
I went to a talk not long ago, and there was a designer. He's a very well-known designer here, interior designer in Atlanta, and he said that Atlanta is somewhat stuck in a nostalgia soup. And I love that term. And I think, you know, everyone assumes that Atlanta is very much a traditional city, and it is. But, you know, a lot of Atlanta was burned during the Civil War. So what was left was either rebuilt to look very much like that time. And then what's left now in terms of, you know, the, inside the city are still somewhat turn-of-the-century type architecture and buildings. We have seen a lot more modern design coming in. There are some modernist buildings in the city. There's the Brewer built library. There was an IMP building that was just torn down, unfortunately. But there are some modernist examples. But I would say that, you know, Atlanta, even though it is a southern city, is becoming an international city because there's so many corporations that have come in the past 15, 20 years from all over the world. And a lot of the folks that are moving here are coming in from larger cities and internationally to live here. And typically they're younger, they like a more modern aesthetic, and we're just starting to see a lot more homes being built with that sort of a, you know, aesthetic towards it, whether that be an existing traditional home where they want to add on a modern extension or have a modern kitchen.
All right, we'll be back with Elaine DeLeo after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
And we're back with Elaine DeLeo, co-founder and event director with Modern Atlanta.
Elaine, I want to take you back to something you said before the break and talked about being aware of design, the chair you sit in, the cup you drink out of. That's not my natural talent. Give me some hints and tips of things I should look at, everyday things in terms of design and what would work better for me.
Sure. So if you work in an office, the chair that you sit in every day at a desk, I mean, so many of us sit for hours at a time at a desk, right? How is that chair made? Is it forming? Is it formed to fit your body? Is it ergonomic?
How do you feel when you sit in it? Do you feel tired after sitting in it? Or is there somewhat of a feeling that, you know, you're a little more energized? It makes you sit up. It makes you take more attention to what you're doing. So there's a thought behind how that chair was designed, because it was designed for a human versus just a chair that might not be as comfortable or as thoughtfully produced. So something like that would be, you know, extremely important to you as a person in terms of why design is important. Same thing for, you know, your car. Your car, there's a lot of thought between how you sit and drive your car. There are people behind that. There's a process to how they designed it. So, you know, people drive their car every day, but they may not think about all the design thought that has gone into that and why it is so comfortable and why they love it so much. Same thing for a home. Your home is, you know, can create all kinds of emotions. Architecture is a very emotional thing. And I think when you walk into your home, you obviously have picked furniture and items that you love because they make you feel a certain way. So that's design. That's how design impacts your life.
Interesting.
This is definitely interesting. So it's not just what it looks like, mm-hmm. but it's how it functions.
Right. Form over function.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us a little bit. Give us a sneak peek into Design is Human Week. What can attendees expect to see this year?
Sure. This year, we're really excited. We partnered with ASID. We're bringing in the president of Design Within Reach, which is a furniture manufacturer and also a representative for a number of different brands. He'll be here. John Picard, who is kind of known as the father of sustainability, he's an architect, will be here doing a talk on the 3rd of June. We also have some other speakers coming in. Linda O'Keefe, who was the editor of Metropolitan Home Magazine, will be hosting a panel discussion at Lean Rosé. And we also have a gentleman named Maxwell Ryan, who's the founder of a very popular blog that started in New York City called Apartment Therapy, which has over 1 million members right now. And it's all about how to live in small spaces beautifully. And he's written a number of books. We also have our design exhibition where we're showcasing a number of great products from different manufacturers. Locals and southeastern U.S. architects will have work on display. So it's an opportunity for people to actually see models, renderings, and things like that. And then we also have the home tour. The home tour is the most popular thing. Everyone wants to go inside these wonderful modern homes here in Atlanta. And we've also expanded the tour to North Carolina this year for the first time. We have three homes being shown, one in Charlotte, one in Chapel Hill, one in Raleigh. So that's exciting as well.
The answer to this question might be attend the events at Design is Human Week, mm-hmm. but talk to me a little bit about how should I choose a designer to work with? I mean, how do I figure out somebody that's going to push my envelope a little bit,
right.
but not go wild and crazy? I mean, how do you pick a designer?
One of the best things to do is go online and look at a lot of the architecture and design publications and blogs and look for pictures of things that you like, you know, whether that be product or interiors, and start to collect, you know, almost make a book of what you enjoy, and then try to find out who those designers are. If you want somebody locally, I would say, you know, look around locally for the same types of things. And then, you know, you can actually come to Modern Atlanta. We do a lot of recommendation to people for specifically for those looking for modern architecture and designers. And there's other organizations, depending if you like traditional. ADAC is a wonderful place to go. ADAC is now open to the public. It's the Atlanta Decorative Arts Center. It used to be only open to designers, but now they've opened it up so that people can actually walk in there, go through those different showrooms, meet the designers that own them or work there, and look and see products that interest them. And, you know, you always can find a recommendation on an architect or a designer through that.
So Design is Human Week sounds fantastic, but I know you host other events throughout the year as well. Can you give us an idea and a little bit of a sampling of what we could expect?
Mm-hmm. Every couple months, we host an event with Room and Board called the Architectural Inspiration, which is we bring in the architects and designers and even the builders of some of the homes that we've shown on the home tour or that are new homes in the city. And we have them speak and talk about the projects and the process behind those projects. And those are very successful. We do other activities with different showrooms as well, whether that is bringing in speakers. We've brought in some films. We brought in a film about parkour 1 year, which is about free running. I don't know if anyone knows what that is, but we try to elevate the conversation around design. So we're always looking for new opportunities, and we do offer marketing and public relation type services to architects and designers as well. So we're open to doing a lot of different things.
Well, those events sound great. Elaine, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Modern Atlanta?
You can go to modern-atlanta.org is our website. Tickets are on sale right now for the Design is Human Week, which is June 1st through the 9th. The home tour tickets are on sale there as well, and we'll start selling tickets in local showrooms probably in mid-May. And if anyone wants to reach me directly, it's Elaine, E-L-A-Y-N-E, at modern-atlanta.org.
Elaine DeLeo, co-founder and event director with Modern Atlanta. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's broadcast. You can find us at atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. In fact, if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd love you to comment and leave a rating on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Eugene James and Elaine DeLeo, show producer Delaney Young, my co-hosts Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.